This is The Guardian. Bridget Armand here on Gadigal Land with the full story.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Australia has a non-discriminatory immigration program. We don't discriminate based on nationality, race, gender, or faith.
This week, opposition leader Angus Taylor delivered a provocative speech on immigration.
But for an immigration program to work in the national interest, it must discriminate based on values.
Heavy on rhetoric and light on detail, it's been described by Labor as desperate dog whistling and by the Greens as a 2026 version of the White Australia policy.
Consider what we've seen in recent years. The Bondi Beach terrorist attack. Radical Islamic preachers espousing hate with impunity. Genocidal marches in major cities.
One Nation's Pauline Hanson claimed credit for Taylor's turn towards anti-immigration rhetoric, while others have highlighted its Trumpian echoes.
Not everyone wanting to migrate to Australia has a noble intent. Not everyone wanting to migrate to Australia will be a net benefit to Australia. Indeed, some will be a net drain.
Today, Chief Political Correspondent Dan Jervis Bardi on the dangerous path Angus Taylor is charting for the Liberal Party. It's Thursday, the 16th of April.